on the safe after
that? Yeah, I was taken into a car, it was about 5 years old.
Yeah, you look at him already.
Yeah, that's Jaffa from, what, Stanley Town.
I only know Wilmer and him there, so Steve. Steve.
That's Wayne Arlett. He's from Ferndale.
I probably know him.
He's from Farley there. I'm not sure where he's by now, to be honest.
Right,
I'm not sure.
Do you know these people,
do you? Yes, I know most
of them, yeah. Are they around you?
There's one, two, there's three, four from Ferndale. Or, well, one from Mardy and three from Ferndale. And there's one from Stanley Town there, which is just on the road, as you know.
Yeah.
I can't place the other two there.
So where were they working then? Photograph was taken.
In Tubber Colliery.
Across the...
Over in there, right in the neighbouring valley there.
Did you work down the pitch?
Yes, I started off in Mardy Colliery about 1979.
Yeah.
And I finished just after the strike in 1985.
Yes.
I got transferred to Tubber Colliery then. I finished there in 1993.
Go back there now, they've started up again?
I did have an option right in the beginning, but it was when I phoned up to put my name in, it was a little bit too late.
Oh.
They'd had too many men, you know.
Yeah.
So I felt unlucky on that basis. I'd like to go back there, I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, it's one of the best jobs I ever had.
Yeah. What about you,
Robert? No, I never worked on a pit. I wouldn't like to either.
No.
No, I don't think it'd suit me.
Well, there's nothing like it, to be honest.
That's what I get used to in it.
Experience. Marvellous experience.
No.
Because of the comradeship?
Yeah, not only that, you know, you go in and you're your own workman, you know what you've got to do every day. You've got no bosses hanging over, you know. If you've got a fall there, you know, it's up to you to safen it up, you know, to protect everybody else. You know, you've just got to be very careful, you know, it's one man for each other, you know, it's...
Yes.
All looking after each other, sort of thing.
So it was the life and all responsibility.
Yeah, of course it was, yeah. Well, I'd go down there again if I had a choice, to be honest.
But it was hard too, I expect.
No, well, not the last few years, you know, where everything was modernised so much, it made life a lot easier under there, you know. There was faces underneath there. You're talking about 10 foot high, you would just walk through them, electric light in. Remote control machines, you know, it's quite easy, that's going off. The last 3 years I worked in the colliery, or 4 years, I worked on the surface, so I never seen these modernised faces, you know.
was it dangerous?
Well, you don't want to be dangerous, we made it dangerous, you know. As you say, you look after each other and you make sure everything's ready for your next shift to come in, make sure it's safe and up, and they'll come in, they'll do it for you the following shift, and, you know, it's...
Yeah.
Accidents do happen, you know what I mean? I've seen many, through negligence, most of them, you know. But, that's how it goes, you know.
Right.
Well, stuck for words, you've got on the pits there, you know, but,
What about you, Robert? Have you managed to find work at all?
Oh, yeah, I usually work on the building sites, like...
Oh, right.
Bridges and...
Is there work now?
No, not at the moment, no. It's gone a bit tight at the moment. But the other things will pick back up.
Yeah. Are you a bricklayer, or...?
No, just a labourer. I work on the concrete.
Yeah.
There's nothing going on, yeah. If you do, you've got to have transport. There's nothing around here, you know. So you want someone with a car? Unless I'm getting robbed.
Don't give an insurance number. Nothing up a valley here, to be honest. No work whatsoever. I've been out 13 months now, and there's no open for job for me, you know. I'm trying. It's
yeah.
A waste of time, really, you know. It's not for the sake of not trying. It's I'm down at the job centre 2-3 times a week. It's same old things that happen, you know. They want experienced men to these jobs, you know. In the gallery, you don't need experience for what, you know, the job you do, you know.
And they'll tell you down the door if you put in for the labourer job. They'll tell you down the street, you won't get one of them, don't you? Because all the labourer jobs to go to wobblers. Mm. They take them on hobbling first. They know I don't do all themselves, but that's what you do for it. Because they never see a job advertising for labourers down the door to work on a building site. You know?
No.
They don't see nothing like that, don't they?
You have to know it's going and be there.
Yeah,
at the
time,
yeah. So you know now,
yeah. So there is, no?
I haven't been lucky enough to have an hobble, you know.
Would you move out if you had a chance?
Out to
the valleys, you mean?
Out to the valleys.
No, I don't think I'd move from
there either, no. You see a lot of these older people that have moved out coming back now, you know, there's nothing anyway. You know, there's much chance here, I suppose, if you work anywhere else. You know, there is work outside the valleys. But I mean, you've got to have transport to get there. I've got transport personally, but a lot of these youngsters, you know, they don't drive. I feel sorry for them, you know.
When you say outside the valleys, where do you mean?
You know, neighbouring valleys and whatever. It's actually work going there, you know, for experienced workers and whatever, factory workers, you know, production line workers. And
yeah.
The money's no good anyway, you know what I mean? By the time you get there, half your wages are gone on transport anyway.
And it wouldn't be worth moving there?
No, well, the cost of living, but not the cost of living.
I wouldn't move away from the valleys. I'd go away to work and come home. Go away.
I'll
do that, but I wouldn't move away for good, I don't think that'd suit me, no.
Because if you feel it's your own
life. Yes, I like the air.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
I married a girl from Rochdale, and she's been living down here 7 years now. And she's taken to the valley, she never go back to her own town, you know. She thinks it's marvellous, doesn't it? You know,
probably similar anyway, because they're very friendly up there, but north of England.
Yeah, but her mother and father are from Blanchleichai and Mardy.
Oh, they are, but they went up there to work.
40 years ago, yeah.
In the cotton mills?
No, in the mines.
Mines?
Yeah. In Coventry they went first, and they moved on to Manchester and Rochdale.
Yeah.
So he'd like to come back, her father, you know, but... I'll be told for that now.
What
does
Sean talk about now?
Yeah,
something like that.
Is it
gone, if you know?
Not really, no. Don't know anybody, to be honest.
What's that?
1930 strike, that one.
That's the big end, is it?
Yeah. The 12-month, that's right, but not
Were your parents in...
My grandfather was.
My grandfather was, I think, yeah. He would have been here. He worked in a pizza.
Not alive today, but...
Lord of mine.
He saved his struggle, that one, you reckon?
Yes, but I coped.
Yeah, we're lucky we had that, but it was straight.
Yes, they didn't do it.
What was it like here in the strike now?
1983, 84, 85. Yeah, everybody seems to stick together, you know, everybody was helping each other. It's amazing, you know. I didn't spend a lot of time here, I was away on picket duty. But,
So you were somewhere in England, were you?
Mostly England. I done a bit in North Wales, Nottingham and Birmingham area, you know, Black Country.
Ah, they didn't go on strike there. They're not there, you know.
No, none of them up there. Well, biggest percentage stated work, you know.
And were there any incidents around here?
You mean working miners, you mean?
Yes, for example, you know, a long time ago they brought the army in, didn't they?
It's nothing like
there
that.
There was one incident in the furnace site plant in Aberdare way there. There was one man, he was forced to go to work with his wife, but his life was turned out sour after he had to ship him away up to Nottingham. And that's where he's living now, and now his wife has left him, apparently. But his wife made him go to work.
But no one in Mardy went back to it, did they?
No.
They all stayed out.
There was nothing in the valley, to be honest. The first few weeks of the strike, yeah, you know, but they had picket duty on all these quarries then, and they all come out in sequence, you know. So we went elsewhere.
And you lasted a year, about a year, didn't
it? It was a year, bar one day. It was a long time, to be honest. We didn't have no money off it, you know. The only money I was having was £6. Per day,
yeah.
I was to live on, eat on, and
yeah.
What do I have left? I never paint, you know. I want a lot.
You had all a lot of help for them, food and all that, wasn't it?
Oh, we did. We were having food parcels every week, every Wednesday, and come at Christmas time, and they'd have a nice big turkey each. You know, it's a lot of shops put together, you know.
So that the local trades, you know, local shops, helpful.
Oh, very helpful, yeah. You know, you'd have the occasional, we used to have a group downstairs, you know, and the woman would go out to the shops with the bag and ask if there's anything spare, even if it was a bent in the beans, you know, they'd chuck it in, and, well, we had a room as big as this downstairs, and it was stacked to the roof with food. It was unbelievable.
In this building?
But, you know, we just couldn't dish it out in 1 week. You had to make sure it lasted every week, you know, because we didn't know how long the strike was going to go on. We put a lot of that back into charity then, when the strike was over, you know.
Yeah.
So it went to a good cause after.
Yeah. Your school days,
tell me
about your school days. Were they happy days?
Mine? Yeah. Well, yeah, mine were good. I spent a lot of time in school, I had a gold watch. On a certificate.
What's that for?
Attendance.
Oh.
I done 13 years without missing a day. Never learned anything, mind, but I just went for a warm, I think, you know. To be honest, it's happy times there, you know. Meet a lot of friends there and sort of thing. Used to enjoy the activities going on, sports and...
That's for me, I love the sports in school. Football.
Do they play football or cricket or rugby?
Lots.
Well, they play everything.
Yeah, cross country running, everything like that. Cricket, football, rugby.
And when I was at school, I was in the
same.
We used to have nicknames for all our teachers.
Oh, we had a few. Yeah. A few too crude and put on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me about some of your teachers.
Well, there's some.
Oh, we used to have a.
Different names to me than
no,
either.
Not a lot, but we used to have one in Ferndale Comprehensive School. Oh, he was a right big of a man. Kong, they used to call him.
Yeah, he was there when I was there. Big bloke, fat.
He'd hit you before he'd ask you a question, you know. And he hit you hard when he
was. Oh, yeah, he was a big bloke.
Ken Dorrington, his name was. Oh, he was a big of a man.
And the headmaster then, Matt Evans. He was the world champion in bowls. I can't remember what. He was world champion, I can't remember the year it was, a good while back.
Yeah.
But he was world champion in bowls. But he could be a pick of a bloke and all that.
That was the one in the top comprehensive, huh?
Yeah.
We had two comprehensive schools. We had one actually in Ferndale, which is for the first 2 years, and we had 3 years up in Mardy, on just down past the Mardy Conservative Club, isn't
it? That was 4 years, 6-4.
We went from first form to fifth form, that's all it went. And as you stayed on, you know, you had a sixth form flat.
Yeah.
That got burnt down for a year ago, didn't
they? They burnt the school down first, two kids burnt it down.
Oh,
so they built a new school now.
Yeah.
And only now they've just opened them this term.
About 3 years ago they burnt it down.
And they've closed the one down in Ferndale now. And all of them put to that one comp now. It's about so many, I can't remember how many, my mother said how many pupils go there now, but there's a good couple of hundred now, just in one school.
So apparently in Ferndale now they're just changing the one school to a girls' school apparently. You know,
oh, so I don't know what's happening to that school now, but they're all in that one.
School. That's right, what are they doing? They're knocking a junior school down, and they're turning the comprehensive and doing a new junior school.
That's a little right.
Thank you. demolishing the Corrie. What's it like up here now? You know, they took all the buildings down,
and
it all flattened down.
They flattened a lot, to be honest. There's not a lot there.
I'll be honest, I thought that was Mardi
Vale
up
here.
No,
up here, apparently, they're going to landscape all that. You're going to do they call it an ornamental waterfall where the reservoir is there. And I think they're going to be having a few activities on the reservoir itself, you know, just behind the gallery.
Park or something.
Yeah. When they get ahead of doing that, I don't know, because they only finished this part last year. They landscaped all the railway sidings.
Is it flat land? I mean, could they put a factory up there?
Yes,
in some places, yeah.
It is all flat, to be honest. It's all been concrete in it. They haven't actually ripped the foundations out of the buildings, you know.
Because it's not so far from Aberdare, and it would be quite handy there, wouldn't it?
Well, apparently there's a road travelling up to the reservoir there.